Hello and welcome, and thanks for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And again, you can find us at our spiritual community website, True Thought Spiritual Community. It's truethought.org, truethought.org on the World Wide Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 358, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you again for being here and joining with me in this, joining with all of us in this. So let's join together and come together for a brief moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. Today we're discussing Lesson 358. No call to God can be unheard nor left unanswered. And of this I can be sure. His answer is the one I really want.
You who remember what I really am alone, remember what I really want. You speak for God, and so you speak for me. And what you give me comes from God Himself. Your voice, my Father, then is mine as well. And all I want is what you offer me in just the form you chose, that it be mine. Let me remember all I do not know. And let my voice be still, remembering. But let me not forget your love and care, keeping your promise to your child in my awareness always. Let me not forget myself is nothing, but myself is all.
No call to God can be unheard nor left unanswered. All of this, I can be sure. And of this, I can be sure. His answer is the one I really want. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath now. So in the very first sentence here, he says, you who remember what I really am, the W in who is capitalized. And so he's referring, of course, to the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind. And so he's saying, so you alone remember what I really want. In other words, we don't really remember what we really want. We don't really understand or know. The ego, the personality, the persona self, is quite incapable of remembering love, remembering our union with all that is, remembering the truth of who we are, what we are, and how we serve. It's really just like the sleeping self at night is not even remembering that we're safe and home embedded. It doesn't recognize that it's sleeping, imagining a different universe. And so we are asking the Holy Spirit here to join with us. And we can be assured that our call is heard and answered. And the Holy Spirit alone remembers what we really want. You speak for God, you are the voice for God, and so you speak for me. And what you give me comes from God Himself. Your voice, my Father, then is mine as well. And so here you see the unity of your true self, your right mind, the Holy Spirit, and the Father as one. Because ultimately you are the voice for God. And you ultimately, as we merge into oneness, you are God itself.
This lesson conjures up in me the way of being that was really prominent in my life at one time, was that I would poll take, I would ask everybody, you know, what they thought I should be or do or want or desire. I would, you know, ask. And the funny thing about that is that everybody always had a different idea. And so it only added to my confusion and to my query of whatever it was I was taking the poll about. And so it's interesting to think of, you know, the idea of what I want, the idea, you know, it says it several times in here, what I want, you know what I want. And why would I seek the answer for that anywhere else? And yet I have. And I do. And when I do, I get confused. And so having the courage, having the resolve, having the humility to cease that type of activity of seeking to please the world by fulfilling what I think that they want of me, or it wants of me. And so think of this in your life. You know, how often have you believed that what you desire is conditioned by a parent, a family member, a beloved, by marketing and by the conditioning of our world? We're conditioned to with regard to our desires, and that's a business. It's called marketing and it's called sales. And the influence for our attention is intense. And so this lesson for me brings me back to the idea that God's will for me is for good, and that why would I want anything separate from God's will? You know, a long time ago when I would contemplate the idea of surrendering only to God's will for my life, I remember being really afraid that God would want for me to be something that I didn't want. Like, I remember, well, what if God wants me to be an accountant? And like, to me, that was horrifying, because anybody who knows me knows that that's just not my personality or my skill set. And why would God want me, or want for me, something that doesn't bring me happiness and joy? And so I love this idea of finally resigning as my own teacher, finally asking for the resignation of the world to be my teacher, of what I want and what I desire, and offering even my desires to God and calling only there and asking only there and trusting and knowing that as I continue to ask the question, that it will not go unanswered. And that there is that voice within me that knows me better than I think I know myself, that leads me perfectly to what I really want. And according to this teaching, what I really want is forgiveness. What I really want is the perception of the sinlessness of myself and of others. What I really want is happiness. And to be free from the prison that I believe that I live in. That's what I really want. What I really want is God consciousness, and to be devotional only to that, and to trust and know that nothing else really matters and all else will be added from that place. And so So this is where I direct my attention, my focus, my appreciation. And as I do, I find at the very last line says, let me not forget myself is nothing. So I don't even really need to seek to fill up myself to be something, but that myself, capital S self, my divine self, is all. And so what I really want is to come home to that, to my divine identity, which is my oneness with God.
No call to God can be unheard nor left unanswered, and of this I can be sure. His answer is the one I really want. And so it is. Thank you for joining us again today. Mighty Companion, you are dearly loved. Stay the course. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send